President Bush has made the war on terror the centerpiece of his reelection campaign, which is why the campaign film produced by the RNC focuses exclusively on his handling of that war. The film will be shown at the convention tomorrow night, but somehow the Daily Show has obtained an advanced copy. We're very excited to present this sneak preview.
In a time of unprecedented danger,
the American people are safer.
With economic uncertainty all around,
this economy is strong. It is getting stronger.
And on the heels of a massive intelligence failure that led a nation to war.
You know, I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence.
For 4 years, George W. Bush has used the power of words to overcome insurmountable facts. When George Bush began his presidency, he and words had an uncomfortable relationship.
They underestimated the compassion
and other proliferators. You talk about subliminal.
Then, September 11th, 2001.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
A country united behind its president and his suddenly powerful words.
The best way to protect the homeland is to hunt the killers down, and we're going to smoke them out of their caves.
I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
America had one objective in the war on terror.
We'll get bin Laden and bring him to justice, dead or alive.
Unfortunately, bin Laden was a really good hider, and the president soon realized
the objective is not bin Laden.
Because
Saddam Hussein is a threat to peace. Saddam Hussein is a menace. You can't distinguish between Al-Qaeda and Saddam when you talk about the war on terror.
Could powerful words of association turn this into this? The president would need more words.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium.
Terrifying words.
Mobile biological weapons labs. Poison gas. Mustard gas. Torture chambers. Sarin nerve gas. Rape rooms. VX nerve gas. 50 tons of mustard gas in a turkey farm.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.
Scared shitless, the country rallied. And victory was proclaimed with words written and spoken.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. The United States and our allies have prevailed.
Strong words, but reality wasn't down for the count.
So we're making good progress in Iraq.
The president's words fought valiantly.
We're shutting down networks that trade in the means to produce the technologies of mass murder.
But the facts were about to open up a second front.
The intelligence service believed that there were WMD. It turns out we were all wrong.
The facts were tightening the noose. It would be the president's words' greatest challenge.
The K report identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction related program activities.
Weapons of mass destruction related program activities. The president had courageously modified the war's justification.
We were right to go into Iraq.
Sometimes it's hard to tell it when you listen to the filter.
So don't listen to the filter or the facts. Listen to the words.
The world is more peaceful and more free under my leadership.
I'm an optimist.
I'm an optimist. We're going to get attacked again.
George W. Bush, because he says so.